Iodine.News with Neil and Jonas.
Oh my gosh. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. I'm Jonas.
What's up? Welcome to Papaya 9, everybody. I'm Neil.
Neil, we got Alan.
Woot, woot, woot.
Yes.
Woot. You're here with us.
Welcome.
Now, in through a screen.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
And it's peaceful here.
It's a peaceful, calm place.
Right.
Welcome to the Papaya Island.
Welcome to the island.
Welcome to the island. What are you doing? How are you feeling?
I will say you have to get tested before you come here, though.
That's
you can't
true.
Just come to the island. You got to be negative.
This is no capital gathering, okay?
No.
This is no Save America protest.
No.
You got to get tested before you come here. And look,
be squeaky.
Squeaky clean.
Squeaky clean.
Yeah, and it's for your safety. We're doing it for your safety.
Really, it's for mine.
Yeah.
really it's for mine.
Now, we're not going to get vaccinated.
Yeah. Yeah. Really, it's for mine.
No.
So, let me run something by you.
Okay, please.
All right. Let's say, you know, me and you, right? I hit you up. I'm like, yo, Neil, what you doing this afternoon? Yo, let's go storm the Capitol.
Okay.
You got a little time this afternoon? You want to go out, storm the Capitol? Alan, you got a couple minutes today?
Yeah, quick storm.
Yeah, quick storm.
And then we can drive up to Rockaway Beach afterwards.
Right.
Have a beach day after, you know, have some s'mores on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Get some in and out.
Yeah, get some grievances off our chest.
Who's going to design our costumes?
So I think I'm going to leave that up to you, Jonas.
Really?
I think you got really excited.
Yeah.
I've never seen that spark in your eye. Wait, I could design the costumes?
I already have ideas.
Just make it better than the Fortnite. I don't even know what that was.
Right.
The barbarian costumes that we saw. People either dressed as like rogue junglies.
Dude.
Or like just mid-American tourists.
It looked like just a set of like Mad Max Fury characters. Just all up and down. I was expecting a guy in a guitar just on top of a car. Just like in front of the Capitol. I was expecting some of that.
You got stuck in traffic.
Yeah. He's just outside.
Dude, they're like pouring water, you know, on the people. Like, we're so dry.
Please.
The water. Dude, they think that's how vigorously they're going after this like Save America thing. It's like it is water to them.
Right.
Like you're taking our resource. Coming after it.
But it's their definition of saving America.
That's right.
You know?
But the water, yeah, man. So who's the guy? Who's Charlize Theron? Is that us going to the protest? See, here's what I think. I think if the three of us, let's be real. If the three of us are at the protest, we're stopping the protest.
I think they're going to stop us.
I think your heart will stop.
Yeah, I think.
No, I would stand in the door and go, no, you guys aren't coming in here. Not in my country.
With that pink hoodie on? Just.
Yeah, blow them up.
Right.
Pink hoodie, you got the Birkenstocks.
Yeah. I got this from an Instagram ad. you guys need to wake up. Okay? The oasis we live in.
Hand the protesters a Pepsi. He's like, hey, have one of these.
So I hand him like an RC Cola.
Dude, they have these huge, I mean, even after the election, I mean, they had these huge Trump rallies in Pasadena. Huge Trump rallies.
Oh, yeah.
Pasadena, really?
Yeah.
This is the interesting part, which is there were a bunch of other local protests. This was Atlanta, LA, in Pasadena. So, like, this was at the Capitol. That was the main one, but these were multi-site events.
Dude, right there at the Old Town Central.
And you live in Pasadena?
Yeah.
Ladies?
Come
ladies?
Yeah, come. Okay. Come, yeah, put it out there.
This
come
man's in Pasadena. Doesn't get better than that.
No, you know, look, the podcast is doing well. You understand? Podcast is doing well. We got our sponsors.
That's right. We got an island.
Right.
We got our coconut water sponsorship. Right.
Alan went down on the price of his woos.
That's
it's
right.
really been helping.
That's right.
It's really. Thank you. So, you know, Pull up. It's all thanks to you guys. So
that's right. That's right. Thank you so much for your support.
So they have these huge, and I mean, pickup trucks pull up. Everyone pull up. Chicks are naked in like MAGA paint.
Really?
Really hot chicks naked in MAGA paint. And it felt like Florida. It felt like home. It really did.
My first relaxing day in California.
Like, but I was shocked to see that out here.
Wow. You know? I imagine you just like, you have a robe and a cup of tea from inside your house. You're like,
Get that Earl Grey on deck.
Home sweet home.
Looks dangerous out there.
Roibus.
I discovered him while I was walking.
Oh, so you were?
So you were walking a poodle.
My poodle. So
or a multi poo.
I also love like there's a Trump parade coming one way and just a black man and a poodle walking. And just being in the middle.
I just walked right through it.
And they didn't say nothing to you? Or?
They didn't say nothing. Got a lot of dirty looks, though. Got a lot of dirty looks. Yeah, sure. It was about, you guys like rifle. But the energy was like.
They had open carry over there?
Dude, people carrying? Dude, it was nuts. I was really? Like, yeah, dude. I was,
wow,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Dude, I mean, the energy was so dense. You thought like Donald Trump was going to show up himself. Like, you would have thought he was showing up. They had the podium going.
Damn.
They were playing Vanilla Ice, like just, you know, like dancing and stuff.
Wow. So the energy was
like
palpable.
Yeah. It was in between like a lot of rage, and then there were moments when there was like a lot of really bad Cupid shuffling. And then back to rage.
That's
back
the
to
thing.
Rage.
Eventually, you're going to need to play black music. Yeah. Eventually, there's going to be a guided dance song.
That's a Cupid shuffle.
You can only play Kid Rock so many times.
Yeah. We went through his whole discography.
We played Bruce Springsteen's Essential Hits 4 times.
Wait, speaking of Kid Rock, I don't know if I ever told you guys this, but one time I went into a Little Caesars.
Already is amazing. Kid Rock, Little Caesars, I'm in.
And they had, like, this little shelf area, and it had a bunch of Kid Rock CDs, and they said it was like a Little Caesars exclusive. Like his newest CD was only going to be released in Little Caesars.
Oh my!
I've never seen anything like that before or since,
dude.
You know what? That would have worked on me though.
You know, it?
That would have worked on me. I would have been like, "When's the release date?" I would have been out there before they opened at 9.
Start going in just not for pizza anymore. Yeah. Yeah. Pizza sucks here, objectively. But their taste in music,
right.
Fantastic.
But somehow that still sounds right. Kid Rock and Lil Caesar.
That seems
right.
Like actually pretty smart. Yeah. Like, okay, that's my demo.
Yeah.
So
good business decision, Kid Rock.
Right. Maybe throw a Budweiser thing in there too.
Yeah,
that sounds.
Well, did he like cater his tunes for Little Caesar?
They're all pizza related songs.
Yeah. A slice of racism. I wish I knew Kid Rock songs.
There's Ball with the Ball.
Ball with the Ball?
Yeah.
Dog, pizza is universal. You can't turn that racist. Dog. There's no way.
Yeah, I know. That's why you're right, dude.
You can't turn that.
You know that song, Picture? First of all, he has an album called Cocky.
Nice.
Kid Rock.
What year did it come out?
2001. Right after 9/11. No, wait. No, let me see. I want to say right after 9/11. But if it is,
was it 9/12?
Dude, they don't even have the, okay, now hang on. This is,
we're huge Kid Rock fans.
Ah, man. Kid Rock, Cocky. 80%. Oh, November 20th, 2001.
Right.
But he'd been working on it for 2 years. And the first genre that's listed here on Wikipedia is hip hop.
Yeah, they always put him in there. They always put him in that hip-hop.
How does he get to go into that category?
I don't know. Who put him? Who let him in there?
I mean, that's where he got his start, because I remember he had, like, he used to be a rapper before he turned into, like, I don't know what the hell his music is about. Whatever he turned into, he used to be a rapper.
He's just like a symbol. He's just like an energy.
Because I remember hearing an interview where he said he rap battled Eminem once. And I was like, he did?
Wow.
Said he torched him, but interesting.
Was it kind of like that Mark Wahlberg situation too? Like Mark Wahlberg was also kind of like a rapper.
Yeah, something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Like he just didn't get any. Well, I think Mark. I don't know if anyone knows him for his music. I can't name a Mark Wahlberg song.
I mean, no, he was in a group.
He was in a group.
Right. Like a boy. Because that's the thing about these guys fascinate me because they were young, white, and racist. So how did they? How did they, you know? Like I don't get like how hip hop.
Maybe young.
Maybe young.
That's the only one.
Like, I'm like, how did it click for them?
I don't know, man. Because, the fact that he's not known for hip hop, but I don't know, maybe he's what like Elvis was to rock and roll. But Elvis was like a real rock and roll dude.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a real rock and roll.
Like, I remember that song he did with Nelly, and that was like...
Elvis and Nelly?
No.
Are you talking about Tim McGraw?
Was that Tim McGraw and Nelly?
I think that was Tim
McGraw. It's not even... So, like, the one... the one rap song that everyone knows, it wasn't even him. Figure it out, bro.
Tim McGraw. That was Tim McGraw.
Like, I don't know. Yeah.
In all fairness, though, all country music artists look the same to me. They all look the same to me.
That's fair. And that's actually what the people in Pasadena were saying, about you.
They're holding the rifle
like a cookie cutter. These fuckers. So I'm actually really relieved. I didn't know this, that you actually went. You went to the belly of the beast, man.
Right through it. I mean, you know. I mean, I don't know what they were gonna do, but. I mean, yeah, you know, you come from Florida, man. It's weird. Everyone's like just open about what they are,
right? Whether
you like it or not,
right?
And it's not like that here.
Right.
Here, it's kind of like, you know, it's scary to like open up like
that's
that.
Really, man. That, you know, and in downtown LA, they were having a rally protest,
like pro Trump
riot,
pro Trump.
Yeah, yeah.
In and downtown,
LA.
Wow.
There was a woman that. A black woman that was walking through, mm-hmm. and they like started macing her, and they like, were holding her back. Yeah, man.
Was it a lot of white people?
All white people. There was literally a Gimli looking motherfucker holding her back. Like this fucking. Oh man, she's 25 years old. Nebo. Oh man. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Dang. Oh, Berlinda Nebo, that's her name. This was in L.A., downtown Los Angeles on Wednesday. Oh, this was on Wednesday. Okay, mm-hmm. So hurling racial slurs at her, pouring pepper spray into her eyes and ear.
Damn, the ear too?
Yeah, the butt of a metal flagpole.
The butt of a metal flagpole.
First of all, a Wednesday. This is a work day. Okay, I don't know. I don't know who has this kind of time.
Right.
It's no. Wednesday. I got stuff to do.
Right, man. That's.
Yeah, the homeless downtown would be like, man, these people are crazy.
Right.
I know.
But what got to me about it all was like, I'm gonna be honest. Like, none of this really surprised me.
Oh no, I think that's kind of the main piece of it. Said none of this should be. We've had every indication that something like this was bound to happen.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And.
But I think
anyway, Nebo's alive.
But that's the
Berlinda's
thing.
I think
it's theatrical. I think it was theatrical. Like I think the whole thing was fixed.
Oh, of course, they organized it.
Yeah.
On Parler.
Yeah, like the whole thing. I was just like, because I've been to Capitol Hill and White House like multiple times.
Yeah.
And it's always. Like the checks you have to go through months in advance. Stuff. Mm-hmm. Like nobody's just like, no one has ever opened up the gates and just let me walk in.
Right. Right.
Like even after my pass.
That's so real.
You know, so it's.
And this is where it gets kind of fishy, like on a logistical level. Like, you know, the mayor of D.C. had ordered the National Guard to come to Washington, D.C. for the rally, Save America rally.
Yeah.
And then Trump in his speech was like, we're going to go down there. We're going to whatever the fuck tell them like it is or whatever rat bullshit he was saying. And then they got down there. No National Guard to be found. They start we're talking about thousands of people.
Yeah, thousands, yeah.
Storming the U.S. Capitol, you know, a symbol of democracy.
Right.
And the National Guard that's been deployed to D.C. all of a sudden has to wait.
Right.
Now, this is the part where we have a gap in our knowledge. Like, we don't know who controls the National Guard. So if you know, drop a comment.
The National Guard is a branch of the military.
The military branch, right?
Yeah, it's a branch of the military.
So, like, who held it up? Was it Trump?
Well, you got to understand that, you know, the National Guard, no one takes that branch of the military serious. You have to understand. Wow. No, it's a known fact. You can ask anyone in the Navy, anyone in the Air Force, anyone in the Marines. Like, they'll tell you, in times of crisis, no one usually calls.
Dude, they're the training wheels of the military,
right? Dude, they got to reevaluate those whole commercials and what you're really gonna do when you're there.
Yeah, you understand? Well, I remember the commercials are like, you get to volunteer, you know, 2 weekends a month or something.
Dude,
wow, isn't it
something like that?
Dang.
All you have to do is dedicate 2 weekends a month. No.
Community service dog? No, man. No.
Oh,
so it's like, you know, it's like, oh, where were they? It's like, that's the question every time, mm-hmm. you know?
Okay, so here, sorry, real quick.
Yeah.
Back on this note. So this is from the D.C. Council, mm-hmm. their statement on the Department of Defense's denial of D.C.'s National Guard deployment request.
Yeah.
The District of Columbia Council has issued the following statement. Today, the Department of Defense denied a request by mayor. So the mayor tried to request... Mm. Okay, to expand the responsibilities of D.C. National Guard so they would be authorized to protect and restore the Capitol building. The request was denied.
Damn.
Council is in full support of the mayor's request. We are appalled by this. Okay, we urge the Defense Department. So what's the Defense Department saying? So the Defense Department is in on this too, which is wild because you always hear about military people like still upholding like, you know, like the principles of like,
yeah.
You know, no man is above like mm-hmm. the army.
Right.
Right. But if Trump, hey, military, like that. Anyway, so it looks like, you know, it's a structural decision and intentional to absolutely. Not have the National Guard there. I mean, they were there for the Black Lives Matter protest in
yeah,
the summer.
Like quickly.
Very quickly.
Very quickly.
With, you know, all their new gear.
Dude.
They're fucking their new mods and everything.
Dog, you would have thought it came straight from the Nike factory. Like, you would have thought. Every time I see the pictures of the National Guard, I'm like, yo, they're getting this from Oregon, dog.
Yeah, not the outlet.
No.
Not the outlet. This is the straight plug.
No, the straight plug, bro. Like,
do you think
sponsored.
Like how they have like LeBron come in and design a shoe? They mm-hmm. have like SEAL Team 6 come in and design like the new like yeah. arm and like
the
guns
boots.
And shit, the boots and everything.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of sick.
Yeah, that would.
SEAL Team 6s.
Yeah. SEAL Team 6s. Yeah.
Dude, yo, I just
the colorway. That would be hard.
No, that would be.
Yeah, can I get that somewhere? Can I get that somewhere?
Well, if you volunteer for the National Guard.
Yeah. It's only 2 weekends a month.
It's only 2 weekends a month. No. You can watch football the other weekend.
No, it sounds like a bad deal.
Nah, man.
I'm going to sit this one out, dog.
Did I ever tell you the time I met National Guard? It was in the summer.
Wait, hold on. You met the National Guard?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In the summer when they deployed them so easily to L.A.
Yeah.
And you remember there was like the... 2 weeks or a month after. I mean, it's helicopters everywhere,
mm-hmm.
Just patrolling, right?
Mm-hmm.
All night. So the place that we ran this comedy show at, they wanted to board their windows up. And they were right on Melrose. So we went down mm-hmm. to go help them. And then there's like a in my like memories, like a Baghdad truck. You know what I'm saying? Like
wow.
one that you associate with Baghdad, just like the tarp roof. Guys just sitting in the back, like, armed up, just fucking...
Yeah.
15s just sitting and chilling. And then, like, turns out one of the dudes that works for the shop used to be in the Army, so he's like, oh, come over here, guys, and shit. And they're like, oh, you guys mm-hmm. National Guard and all this stuff. These guys are 18 years old, man.
Wow.
You know, and they're like... It's just, like, wild, man.
Yeah.
18 years old, and they're just like...
I think that's overall. Like, I see a trend of, like, people... getting into public service like younger and younger. Like,
yeah, I think that's always kind of been, well, it offers a lot of good, I don't know about National Guard, but Army, you can, you know, they pay for your college, help pay for your college.
Right, like they be looking out for them and
benefits
stuff.
Benefits and yeah. shit, yeah.
Like even like with LAPD, like I don't know, like, dude, they're getting hotter. Like LAPD, like it's getting hotter and hotter. Dude. Like, you guys notice this?
They're taking those wellness shots and so
dude,
like,
oh my.
They're drinking the kombucha.
Everybody's getting hotter?
Dude, yeah. Dude,
guys too?
Yeah. Here's the thing, guys. I get a lot of tickets, so yeah. I know. Like,
it's like a model stopping
you. That'd be so great. Hey, what's up? You it's hitting cool. on cops to get out of a
yeah.
ticket?
Dude, like, dog, I mean, yeah. I mean, I was driving down on Sunset. It was like a young officer. It's funny, man.
Can we role play this?
Yeah.
All right. So you want to be a cop?
Yeah. This was a legit line. This is like.
Okay. You be you. I'll be a cop. All right. Ready?
I want to be the cop. You be the driver.
No. I'll be you. You be a cop.
Okay.
No. You be you. I'll be the cop.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Ready?
Okay. 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 So I'm. Let me give you the time and place.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Okay. So this is one sunset. I'm driving down Beverly Hills. Mm. 10:30 at night.
Okay.
I'm missing a headlight. All right. Go.
There's a bloody bat in the car.
With barbed wire on it. I have BLM painted on my face. In more pain. I just got the new SEAL Team 6s from Nike. Alright. I got the Bin Laden 2s. Son, roll down your window.
Officer, I just want you to know my hands are up.
Alright, put your hands up. Alright, put them up, okay?
Officer, am I doing something wrong? Is there something wrong?
Everything, okay? What are you doing out here so late?
Well, 10 o'clock at night, I'm a comedian. I was just leaving the comedy.
It's 10:30.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are you, on drugs? You don't know what time it is?
No.
You in the past?
Officer, I just want you to know you are the most beautiful looking person I've seen all week, dog.
Really?
Yes.
Go on.
And then this is the part where I flash you. And
Oh, my God. You want to get away?
It's some hair on it, but you still have to act like you're attracted to it.
Listen, I got to level with you. I've never wanted to be a cop. I've wanted to be a male model photographer. So, would you like to be my muse? I'll let you go on this ticket.
I would love that. I would love that. Does this mean I get off, though?
Oh, somebody's getting off.
And scene. This could be a movie.
Wait, are you good?
Yeah. You know, every time I watch those things, like, as soon as they say scene, like, so does the actor, like, they just break down. It's like,
I'm sorry, I spit on your shit.
No, you're good.
Actors always have, theater people have the dumbest warm ups.
Dude, you got to do all of it, man.
Just go out and say your fucking lines, okay?
I don't know, like, have you ever done a show where, like, the only time you've spoken all day is at a show. Like, I don't know if you've ever had those days.
I've had that, yeah.
I've had those days. I have those days a lot in comedy.
It's very weird, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you don't realize it until you get up there. You're like, oh, this is the first time I've been speaking all day.
Like, you hear your voice and you're like, oh, wow.
That's right. I do sound like this. Yeah. I don't sound like what I sound like in my head.
Right. And then my mind races. I hear my voice. And I'm just like, wow, this is the first time. And I'm like, did I call my mom? Like, that's when I call my mom. Like,
mom, you know who this is, right?
Right.
Because I don't know who this is.
And then by the time I'm done thinking, I see the red light going off.
Right.
You know.
Man.
That was my minute and a half.
Do you think?
I paid $10 for this.
Right. What if they did those at the Trump riots? You know, they like were like,
ready for storming? Yeah. It's like an exercise.
Yeah. Key.
What if they were like really rioting because they rigged the bucket?
They rigged the bucket. They're pissed.
I am sick of this.
Let's be honest. As comics, we've all wanted to do that to the club. Yeah. All right?
Yeah.
We've all wanted to riot the comedy clubs in LA.
I've been coming here for 4 weeks. Yeah. I get Conan.
I just need to get in front of the booker once. I'll get past. You're always like, this, be like, do you like comedy? I love it. Man, that's true. We did, yeah.
Oh man, but dude, this is super petty of Trump, man. I mean, what do you think about him? He just said he's not going to the inauguration, too.
Yeah, he's a bitch, right?
He's not going to the inauguration. That's
what yeah, Joe Biden. Yeah, he said he's not going.
Did Obama go to his?
Obama went to his.
I mean,
hated it miserably.
Yeah. Of course, man.
Hated it. Shook him in the
but
hand.
But that's the thing. Obama's a man of class. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I think even George Bush Jr. went to Obama's.
Right.
So it's just a tradition.
So, yeah. Hey. And he's the first person to ever do it.
Apparently. Oh, he's the first to never not go?
He's the first person to not go.
That's the thing. Is like, okay, he's historic, but like, you wouldn't be a member for this kind of stuff?
That's the thing that gets to me. It's like, this is how you want to.
He doesn't care. He's like, I'll get remembered.
Right.
Even if I'm the villain.
Right.
He's like MF Doom, bro. Way less talented and important, but.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, everything about Trump to me is like, you're just watching someone go through a really bad breakup and you want to tell him it's over. You want to pull him aside, just like, hey man, it's over. You're making yourself look stupid.
Go to bed, grandpa.
You know, like, you know, if you want to talk to somebody about it, and that's what he needs. He needs somebody to talk to.
No, I think he needs to. I think he needs to go to jail. Yeah. And I think he needs to fucking, like.
Yeah, I mean, he can find that in jail, a good therapist.
He's, yeah, that's true. Yeah. He should convert to Islam.
As
a PR move.
Would y'all let him in?
I'm not Muslim. Y'all let him
in? Oh, so. Wow. I thought you were Muslim this whole time.
What about it? Are you just assumed?
Huh? I just assumed. Well, you brought it up. I just thought, okay, maybe you're with him. You're speaking for him. So I'm like, all right, you know, what
do I speak for Muslims? Yeah. I probably have on a few times. Few cases, let's be real.
Well, you have to understand, right? As a brown guy, if you bring up something Muslim, people are just going to assume.
I know. That's the thing in America. It's all the same. But look, okay, I am non-denominant.
Right.
I'm like Hindu, Buddhist. I fuck with Sufi Islam a lot.
Yeah. So you're on the spectrum, dog. You're on the spectrum.
I'm the brown spectrum. You know what I'm saying?
So, but my thing is, do you think...
Would we let him in?
Yes.
The answer is no, because we don't... We, Muslims, don't eat pork. He's the biggest pick of them all. But, you know, he here's what I think. I think I heard Ronald Reagan Jr. say this shit. Mm-hmm. He's a grifter, right?
What's a grifter?
Grifter is like, he's a con. You know, I need your, it's charging. It's the person who, like, it's like, instead of a two drink minimum and a small appetizer of food. Like, you just trying to get your money, get out.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So he got 70 million votes, right? Mm-hmm. If he gets 35 million of those people to subscribe to his, like, whatever news thing.
OnlyFans?
His OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Trump's OnlyFans is going to be raunchy. Can you hear my piss tapes with Stormy? Anyway, so if he gets $5 a month, if he gets $1 a month from these people, 35 million people, he's going to be a very rich man.
And I mean, they're willing to riot. They'll give them $1.
Clearly, a market for people that are like wildly racist and angry in America right now.
Right.
So I think he's just going to capitalize on that, and he's the worst president of all time. No doubt.
For sure.
Just the worst president.
Do you think there's like a streaming platform looking at him? Like, you know, he has a really strong fan base.
Dude, what bring him on Spotify,
Twitch.
Twitch.
You can play Rocket League with me.
Trump with the headphones on. Okay, everybody. Now look. Okay,
everybody. I'd be the worst freaking video game player.
Just
your mom.
I'm the best Twitcher. I Twitch the fastest.
I Twitch the...
And the biggest. My balls in Rocket League are the biggest balls. I have the biggest controller. Did you know that? They made a bigger controller for me.
Dude, you're getting really good at this.
Right on time.
Melania. Alan, can you put that in his SNL reel?
He's good.
Consider it done.
Yeah.
SNL's gonna love this, right?
Yeah.
SNL's gotta love this.
Yeah.
So many characters. Oh, this is how we'll close. Let's close like this. Mm-hmm. There's this really fun game.
Wait, is it time to close?
Like in the next 10, you know, 15, whatever.
Oh, I okay.
You cool with that, man?
Yeah. So are we still going to go riot after this?
We're going to go riot?
Yeah.
This man, we're still recording.
We're storming, storming Capitol Records. Got to release our albums.
Yo. What if we just show up dressed in like whatever Burning Man shit,
right,
to Capitol Records?
Release the Wu-Tang album.
We believe in freedom.
You've been sitting on the Wu-Tang catalog for 10 years now.
Release the new Tupac hologram. We're here. Man. Well, okay, so to recap real quick. I think if the three of us went to the riots, we would stop them. We would have stopped them.
You think we would have stopped
them? Three of them, we would have stopped them.
You know the same thing, you know, I say the same thing when I think about 9/11. I'm just like, you know, if I was at the airport, I would have.
At the airport? Damn, you wouldn't
stopped
have been
there from there?
You would have stopped them on the at ground. The airport.
Listen,
they didn't even get to the air.
Wow. Fully profiled these two men.
Right. That's how I feel. Like, yeah. You think us being there, like us three?
Oh my God.
Dude, Neil, I think if they see you, you're going to make them angry. Just them looking at you.
My pink hoodie.
Yeah. This is what we're fighting for.
This is what we're upset about. I love the guy who was like, I would stop them at the airport.
Yeah.
Those 9/11 guys, I would have stopped them at the gate.
Right, at the gate. I would have got him.
Yeah.
I would have been like, hey, he has a fork on him, that guy.
Get him.
Isn't it crazy that you would have had to have been racist and profiling to have stopped the 9/11 attacks?
Doc, there were articles about people who were saying like they wanted to say something, but really? Like they felt messed up. They were just like, yeah, there were people who was like, listen, I saw those guys on turbines like getting in that plane, and I was like, I wanted to say something, but I wouldn't be racist.
Damn.
Yeah. I wouldn't be racist. There were like testimonies of people like that were saying like they saw them getting on it and just did not feel right about it. Like they didn't feel.
And then from then on, he's like, I'll never stop myself from profiling again.
Never, you know? I mean,
that's crazy,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. So those are the only kind of Republicans I'll accept. Yeah. But everyone else, inexcusable. Inexcusable. Everyone else. If a suppressed racist moment, you know, I could understand how that eats at you every night.
Man.
You know.
My buddy Zahid Duji. Duji? I don't know his last name. He's a comic in Houston. He was like, we don't even have terrorism anymore. Like white people took terrorism away from us.
Damn.
They're the new terrorists.
Yeah, straight
so
up.
So congratulations, whites. Balls in your court, baby.
And you know,
enjoy.
I mean, it's in their court, you know, and it depends on what they do with it.
That's true.
But we know that even if they have the ball,
right,
they're going to be playing a different game still.
Damn.
It's going to be a different set of rules. Yeah.
You know what?
Which all this kind of proved.
This is the truth. This is the truth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're right. We live in two Americas.
Right. Right.
There are two Americas happening right now. Mm-hmm. And that's all you need to see. You just need to see what happens when you gather and protest, cause a ruckus, to dissent against the structure.
Yes.
If you are white, welcome in.
Welcome.
Come on in.
Yeah.
We want you to be, that's cool, okay?
Yeah.
And if you are people of color, get ready for Halo 4. Fucking Modern Warfare. That shit is coming, man. And it's so fucked up, man. It makes me so sad because America should be dope, man.
It should be.
On paper, it should be dope.
Should be.
You know, our families, being immigrant families, I mean, it's great that we're here.
Yeah.
You know?
Very, very fortunate, man. I mean, you know, kids of immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
We're only able to do this podcast because of opportunities,
because
man.
Because of that, man. Because of America. So, America, get your shit together.
Get it together.
We want to love you.
Yeah.
You know?
Also, I can't live anywhere else. I can't. I literally am not going to live anywhere else.
You've gotten too used to it. Well, now, what about Europe?
I don't know.
Bro, if you move to France.
I got
to
use a bidet.
Have you not used a bidet?
Use it once or twice. Yeah, that's a luxury I don't want to get comfortable with. I don't want to get comfortable with it.
Oh, the bidet That turns you into a different person. You just turn into your primal being right there.
Bidets are those that's like a regular thing in India?
Not in India.
Really?
No. Oh. No. In France and shit. In Europe.
Yeah?
Yeah. In India, they have, you splash the water into your own. So, yeah, I mean, it is a bidet, but it's self.
It's manual.
Yeah.
It's not automatic.
Right. Manual. It's a stick shift of wiping your ass.
Are bidets a big thing in Mexico?
No, nobody uses them.
Really?
Yeah.
Good.
I've used them in Japan.
Gotcha. Yo, Japan's got their assholes clean, yeah. Bro.
Squeaky?
Squeaky.
Like you can eat sushi off it. Just squeaky.
You can. And it's warm water, too. They don't even tolerate cold water.
It's actually a miso broth. No, Japan got the cleanest fucking. We should go to Japan, honestly.
Yeah,
I think we should go to Japan. We've always felt very warm about Japan, as far as
Actually, we do.
I would really rock with Japan. It's so clean. I think it's a better version of America.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. As far as like technological advances, amenities, technology,
yeah,
amenities,
yeah.
It's a democracy.
Yeah, I was gonna say I guess like California too. They have like earthquakes and stuff.
That's the one thing with Japan. They keep getting rocked. Japan keeps getting rocked.
They got volcanoes too, dog.
They got volcanoes. They got volcanoes.
Volcanoes.
Volcanoes everywhere.
Tsunamis. They made tsunamis.
It's too much.
Anyway, man, listen, America is gonna get their shit together. Oh, listen, I wanted to drop this here, man. Mm-hmm. If you or anyone watching has an older relative or someone you're worried about, you want to get the vaccine, call your local CVS and Walgreens and get on the list, because they're the first to be receiving the vaccines, and you tell them your age, mm-hmm. pre-existing conditions and shit, mm-hmm. and they'll put you on a list.
Yeah.
Wow. And until new administration comes in, they get things in order.
Yeah.
You know, but I think vaccines might be available by April.
That's actually good to know. I didn't know that.
Yeah, Walgreens, CVS, they're getting a bunch of.
Yeah, yeah. I know they approved them to dispense it. I just didn't know like you could just call up that easily.
Call them.
And is it going to be free?
Hell no. No, I think it's going to be free. Nothing free.
Welcome to America, bitch.
You got to buy Arizona iced tea and some frosted donuts and then get your COVID vaccine. No,
I've heard everything about this vaccine being available, but I have not heard anything about pricing. Who's paying for this and how much it's going to cost?
Apparently the government's paying for it. They're not taking any, Moderna or Pfizer's not taking any profit. So I don't know who's paying out of pocket. I don't know who's paying for it.
Okay. Yeah, somebody's paying.
Apparently the government's paying for it.
Okay. Cause somebody's gonna pay.
Maybe the National Guards. National Guards are gonna take care of it.
Yeah, about time to do something. Out here do something. Yeah. But for all the international stuff, no one calls the National Guard. Like there's always like domestic stuff, riots. That's a whole branch of the military just meant to just beat up protesters.
Right.
So.
Right.
You know, it's like, damn, that's it? That's all they do?
And to be, I mean, the one woman died, right? Mm-hmm. You know?
Oh, you're talking about the Marine?
The Air Force veteran.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Air Force veteran, she died. But, you know, that's like when you're staging a coup, a revolution.
Right.
Some people are remembered for.
So she's professional military personnel. And she died. Like, there's no sympathy there, dog. You know better.
Then they just run into the government building it's like clearly dog. Armed guards.
Stop. She knew better.
Listen, man. You're not wrong.
You know.
You're not wrong. Did they
ever find the guy who put his feet up on Nancy Pelosi's desk?
Yeah, he gave himself up immediately when he got outside. He stole a letter from Pelosi. He went outside. He's like, I got the letter. That's right. You got one letter. And then he told him then his name, his job. He's from Arkansas.
Damn.
He got a PPP loan during Corona. his ass is going to jail for a long time because Trump instituted that federal. If you damage a federal building, remember the shit was happening in Portland.
Yeah,
he passed that law. If you damage a federal building, you were going to jail for at least 25 years.
Whoa, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so this guy, his own, he's putting his own people in jail. He doesn't care about you. He doesn't care about you.
Yeah.
He said he would walk with you. He got into his limo.
Yeah, and he's in Florida. By the way, he's in Florida while all this is going on.
Of course, bro.
He's in Mar-a-Lago while all this is going on.
This motherfucker doesn't care, man.
Golfing. Dude, literally. Like, did you see the video of... So, Donald Trump's son, Jr., like, he live-streamed, like, military personnel telling Trump for the first time everything that's going on.
Yeah. And he was giddy, right?
It wasn't weird that he was, like, is giddy, but it was just, like, all this was going on. But he was at a resort. Like, he was just in his tent. And, like, they're just telling him this.
Wow.
And it's like Ice Baby playing in the background. And he's just like posted up. There's just no urgency on that side.
Right.
And it's just, you know, it's fascinating.
They don't care, man. He's using it to build his brand.
Yeah.
He used the presidency to build his brand.
Can he live in America after this?
He'll be allowed to, but he might be the most hated / most loved person, you know, political figure of all time. So... It's interesting that Vanilla Ice was playing at both Pasadena marches and in Mar-a-Lago.
He did. That's right. He did play. He did play at that concert, didn't he?
Not even that is Kid Rock, yo. That's Vanilla Ice. Kid Rock has no hits. Dude. His motherfucker is not shit.
Dude, he got those Kids Bop hits, though. He be killing a kid.
That's why he's Kid Rock. He used to just be Rock. Kid in front of it.
Kid, yeah, dude, he's good. Killing.
Maybe that's why I think he's rock and roll, because his name is Rock. Kid Rock. Maybe that's why I just think he's rock and roll.
Right, but if he went over to rap.
His name should have been Kid Rap.
Kid Rap.
That would have been a great name.
Kid Rap Core.
Kid Rap.
Kid Rap.
Yeah. And then when he put the hat on, it's Kid Rock.
There you go.
Wow.
He could have figured that out.
Right.
What about Kid Hat?
It's Kid Rock, thank you. It's Kid Rock.
It's Mr. Kid Rock, too. But interesting, Vanilla Ice thread. That's interesting, man. Well,
dude, it was. I mean, you know. Look, I was there. Don't get it twisted. It was still a great time. There was barbecue
at the riot.
At
the Pasadena riot.
Yeah, they fed me.
They fed you barbecue.
I'm playing. They ain't feed me. Like I was so scared.
Right.
Dude, the energy. You really thought like Trump was about to show up. Like
there is something about I've felt that a few times. That just kind of like wild white energy.
Yeah.
Where it's like shit's about to pop off. You just don't know what somebody's brought out an alligator. You're like, where did this guy come from?
I know? That there was like the energy of Trump might show up. That's like. At different club or different shows, like, hey, we heard of Kevin Hart might show up. You're like, oh, really?
Oh, yeah, that was a big thing for like ever. That was a big thing. Like they do that comedy too. Like,
yeah,
they do that.
Chappelle's gonna drop in. People start stabbing each other. I was here at 8.
People getting up, shit. Yeah, no parking money. Hold my seat. Shit. My meter's gonna run out. they had people warming up the crowd and stuff. Dude, it was huge. It was like a turnout, like man. Flags, people warming them up.
Would you have taken that gig?
What?
We need you to warm up the crowd.
Yeah.
Listen, we haven't had a gig in a while.
I was saying it.
And now for the comedic styling.
Jonas P.
Listen.
Kid Rock playing in the background. Your walk-up music.
Oh my god,
man, dude, that's a you know what, man. I'm gonna be honest. I don't own this country shit anyway. I don't. Listen, no, you know if they could get the sound right, I would. That's always my biggest request for outside shows. Can we just please fix the sound?
You're a real craftsman when it comes to acoustics.
Please. How to? Man. Yeah.
Dude, if they asked us to do like a duo, we need you guys to warm up the crowd. You know what I'm saying?
That would
I think we both have to go full indigenous accent. It's the only way we're not killed.
Just sound like our parents. Just sound like our dads.
I brought roti for everyone. Who wants roti?
Don't tell them we went to college. Oh man, dude, would you do it with us if we pulled you aside? It was like, yeah.
I don't know, we have to split the money three ways.
We're only getting paid in Little Caesars and Kid Rock albums.
I mean, they're gonna want to make sure you're a citizen, but they'll let you in, Alan.
If we did like a full Haitian, full Indian, full Mexican like vaudeville act, I think they'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
Call ourselves the Tres Leches.
Man, if because, okay, look, because we got to be prepared for this. Anything can happen, right? Wow.
Shit.
Anything can happen.
Oh, my God.
Anything can happen.
And listen, Jonas, it's Kid Rock.
Also, Jonas is me, Trump.
We got you on the three-way.
We're listening live.
Listening to you on Clubhouse.
Did you? I don't know if you guys know this, but the Trump rallies, like where he was campaigning, he was. They were actually trying to get rappers to come out and open. That's how they got Lil Pump.
Oh right.
Yeah, they were just sending out a thing to like. You know, like they offered Rich the Kid like $150,000 to like perform.
$150,000,
and he turned it down. Like he sold the DMs. He was just like, "I'm not doing it."
Nice, I love that.
Like it was like, yeah, they were really reaching out to rappers and just trying to get them to come out. And
it's just whack. Like it doesn't do anything for like,
yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's really whack. Don't do it, guys. But so yeah, do the right thing, kids. Do the right thing.
I mean, you gotta try to, you know, appeal to your other parts of your base. It's you know, it's they have to be diversity driven. Yeah. I bet you the next Republican president candidate's gonna be black. It's gonna be Candace Owens.
Ooh, they're gonna guilt trip us into that, huh? They're gonna guilt trip this election. Let's keep the Russians out. Yeah. We can guilt trip this one.
There was. Interesting, there was the one black dude at the protest. Do you see this picture of this guy when they actually stormed the floor of the Senate? there's it's this guy in the seats by himself, just one black dude, just kind of like, you could see he's like juiced from like the adrenaline of like breaking into the Capitol. But then now that he had gotten there, he was kind of like, all right.
Yeah.
No one, I don't know anyone here. Kind of like the realization of it just fell into him.
Yeah, well, the thing was, like, they were actually, like, interrupting sessions. Like, they actually broke in interrupting. And,
trying to confirm the vote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was just like you know, I've been to, like, some of those sessions. They're really boring. It's probably the most exciting thing that's happened all day. You know, some exciting to look forward to.
Right.
But I don't know if it happened. I mean... I don't, like you think he lays in bed and he replays that scenario every night, and he's just like, damn, I would have freaking jumped over, like,
right? Just like we would have done for 9/11.
Right. He just remakes like, damn, I should have did that. Bruce Willis, Liam Neeson. Just
what happened to all the open carry like senators and shit?
Right.
Right. I thought the whole thing was like, well, if there was a responsible gunman there.
Right. I mean, but, you know, security's supposed
to. Of course.
They're supposed to be.
Sure.
You know, and we're not expecting Mitch McConnell to be holding anything. Yeah. You know.
His hand might be a grenade now.
Yeah. Just trying to imagine him, like, tucking a pistol in his Depends.
Yeah. six shooter. Old cowboy one. Yeah.
just putting a shotgun shell next to a bottle of Pedialyte.
Yeah.
Gotta stay strapped.
That's Mr. Minority.
Yeah, he's a real minority now. His hand turning black.
They said they might impeach him again for this. By the way, we keep forgetting he's already impeached.
He's done, man.
He's an impeached president.
They just want the W on paper. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
We
another impeached. Twice impeached.
Like fully removed them from office.
Wow.
I don't think it'll happen in time, but we'll see, man. 13 days.
Listen, you know, Trump's first 13 days in office, he did a lot.
He did.
The first thing he did was just block all travel bans.
Yo, do you remember the first thing he did was like, all right, no Muslims. Dude, like, that was the first thing he did.
Within 3 days.
3 days, like, I'm banning all the Muslim countries.
What? There were like comedians, like we both knew comedians that were like affected by this. Like,
yeah.
By the way, a lot of brown people in comedy. So they were affected by this. And it was kind of like, you know, it was like, damn.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, people couldn't go back or.
So I'm trying to see if he can do just as much damage his last 13 days.
Oh, he'll do it. He'll do it. He'll do it.
Yeah.
But listen, man, we got to get over the finish line. Power through this and hopefully we can go back to making fun of other shit.
You mean power through? Did you mean power through the podcast? Or I didn't know. I was like,
no. Power through the rest of the presidency.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, look, there is some upside. You know, we're gonna be getting this money now.
No, we're not. Did you see that shit today? So the IRS, they fucked up where
they said Jonas is not getting them.
You're not getting it, bro.
Okay, well, my money's been coming in just fine. I can't speak for anybody else.
Oh man, no! Like, I guess also TurboTax is helping with the distribution. TurboTax.
We always learn America has no infrastructure. in times of distress, this country has no infrastructure because we've privatized everything and have not invested at all in public resources.
That's it, bro. TurboTax.
We've privatized everything. We have to TurboTax.
The height of our technology is the computers at the library.
Yes.
It's like the height of our government.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Dude, I mean, TurboTax, I think, is the last thing to like be sold on CD. And we're like, all right, government's like, all right, let's pick this up.
Right.
We need these guys in our corner. So anyway, apparently the money's getting fucked up. They're not putting it in the right place. And the IRS is like, wait for tax season, and then you'll get the rest of the money.
Wow. Okay. But I'm talking about, so how about the rest of the four? Because they did promise us some money.
Nah, it's not coming for a while. You'll get vaccinated before you get your money.
Wow. Okay, because Biden went on there and said we was about to get paid.
Of course he did.
So what's going to happen these next 4 years?
I don't know. I have no idea. Strap in, though. We'll be here together.
Wow.
We'll be here.
So just to be clear, we are not going to be getting this paper. So, Neil, we will not be making it rain on bitches.
No, we will not.
Wow.
You heard it here first. Heard it here first, folks. Papaya 9 will not be raining on bitches. But we will be raining these stories to you coming forward in the new year. That's our episode. Thank you so much for watching. Subscribe to us. Leave a comment. We hope you're feeling good.
Yeah. Money, 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 money.
Money.
Papaya 9.